Welcome to another episode of First Time Leaders Accelerated. Leading people is the most important responsibility in the world, yet nearly 60% of first-time leaders fail. Using my four decades of experience for leader development and culture improvement, I launched this podcast to teach you how to prevent these expensive and recurring failures and accelerate the transformation of the right people to people-centered leaders. This podcast is dedicated to first-time leaders, those of you who hire and promote first-time leaders, and you solopreneurs who hired your first people. I'm Timothy Dean Smith, your host and coach. At the end of each month, from January through July, I post these bite-sized episodes containing insight you and those you lead will benefit from immediately for a lifetime. And now, here is your episode. Improvement or adaptability? You need both. I'll begin by defining improvement and adaptability. Improvement is the process of making someone or something better. The preferred approach is to be proactive with improvement, although this is not always possible. Improvement is not a constant, but should be. Adaptability is our ability to navigate our rapidly changing world by reacting, performing differently to remain relevant. The world is changing much faster than most organizations can adapt. Improvement and adaptability are our two most important abilities for survival. Just focusing on continuous performance improvement will not necessarily sustain an organization. Adapting to our ever-changing world is important to remain relevant. Often, leaders become fixated on continuous performance improvement and overlook the need to recognize and adapt through innovation. You can become a very high-performing organization by continuously improving your processes while becoming obsolete. You could be improving processes for a fading customer demand. It's not the strongest organizations who survive. It's those most adaptive. And I like to reference a quote by Peter Drucker. He sums it up absolutely excellent. Peter Drucker said, "There is nothing more useless than doing the wrong thing right." Again, there is nothing more useless than doing the wrong thing right. Our world is ever-changing very rapidly. We often have no choice but to react. Change is like the concept of time. It is a continuum, which is impervious to our attempts to affect it. People should be constantly improving, especially the things they do well, and adapting to change. It's in times of rapid change that strategies are not planned, they are discovered, which is the foundation for adaptability and innovation. You should value adaptability over efficiency. If you do not adapt to change, you run the risk of extinction. You have to learn to adapt. As individual performers, we tend to be nearsighted, focusing on continuously improving ourselves. Great people-centered leaders are both nearsighted and farsighted. They focus on the everyday efficiencies of continuously improving while also quickly reacting and adapting to our ever-changing world. Great people-centered leaders coach people to improve, innovate, and adapt. This concludes your episode. If you are a first-time leader or you promote first-time leaders, visit tdspi.com. That's tdspi.com. And click on Find Out to take my free four-question self-assessment to determine if you are prepared to lead people. Or click on Schedule to schedule our Get to Know Each Other conversation and discuss your leader development and or culture improvement needs. If you find my knowledge and insight valuable, Share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. Click the appropriate link in the episode notes to take your first step and find out if you have what it takes to lead people. People deserve to be led well. Make your leadership matter. Thank you for listening to the First Time Leaders Accelerated podcast. Take care.